We're hydropowered and we are member supported. All right, stay tuned. Now and Then is coming up shortly, but first, a little weather. It's a sunny afternoon. How could you miss that fact? If you've looked out the window or walked out the door, it's a glorious day. It's in the mid-70s. Tonight, it will be clear, and that means a lot of stars in the sky. It's going down to the lower 50s tonight, so take a sweater. Tomorrow is also another mostly sunny day in the lower 70s. A few clouds come in on Sunday night, going back down to the mid-50s. And on Labor Day, coming up this Monday holiday, it's going to be partly sunny. And that's a good thing because there's just a small chance of showers, a 40% chance of showers on Labor Day. It's going back up to the mid-70s. A few clouds hanging around Monday night, going back down to the 60s. Stay tuned. Now and Then is coming right up. Support comes from listeners. And from the River Reporter newspaper in Narrowsburg, New York, riverreporter.com. I'm Kathy Geary. Welcome to Now and Then. On today's program, we're going to celebrate the artistry, the songwriting, and the singing of men of a certain age. So we have a lot of interesting social customs, don't we? And one of them is that it is inappropriate for a woman to reveal her age. I don't know whether that comes from the mid-20th century, perhaps. Maybe that's changed. But the euphemistic way that you would refer to somebody, I guess it used to be over 40, but now I would say it's over 50, is someone of a certain age, age unspecified. So it is the beginning of fall. Summer is pretty much gone. And as I get into this time of year, it kind of changes the way I think and what I think about, how I feel about the world as the seasons change, as they go round and round. And if you want to think of the year as a metaphor for a person's entire life, you come into the fall and you have a certain maturing of your ideas. You're still the same person all the time, but you change and you grow and yet you remain the same. So today, if you're with me and you've been listening to Now and Then lately, you know that last weekend I dove off the high diving board into a complete program of women, voice and orchestra. And I know that might have been a little bit out of character for a lot of my listeners because basically, you know, I do like rock and roll. We all love electric music. So I wanted to kind of also, in this week's program, kind of balance out what I did last week. So today's program, it's rock and roll for men, men of a certain age. And it's all very current. There's nothing older than a couple of years here. So the newest thing I'm going to play, and I want to start with Graham Nash. Graham Nash was born in 1942 in Blackpool in England. So if this is 2016 and you get your calculators out, that makes him 74 years old. All right, 74 years old. Now, there's a stereotypical idea that I've had in my mind. Maybe some of you, you know, that what is 74 years old like? Oh my God, you know, you've got a cane, you've got gray hair, you can't walk, you know, you can't see very well, you know, you got your foot, half a foot in the grave or something. But that's not true anymore. We all know that things have vastly changed for my generation and for the coming generations. So there's something very vital about the music that Graham Nash has just released on an album called This Path Tonight, released in May of 2016. And there's something very vital, and there's something very mature and beautiful about the thoughts that are contained in his songs. His voice is still very recognizable. It hasn't changed. And the way he writes songs hasn't changed. He's a very succinct songwriter. He's got a lot of little hooks, short little melodies that you can't get out of your mind, almost like advertising jingles. They're so, you hear them and they just loop in your mind. At least that's the way it is for me. There's a couple of songs. We're going to start with a song called Beneath the Waves. And this is a very mature work because it's talking about the world at large. It's a perspective of the world and where we might be going. And it has a lot of themes woven into it. Environmental change and climate change, beneath the waves. But it's also got a very personal perspective. And then after that, we're going to hear the title track, This Path Tonight. And it's also in that same kind of idea where, you know, even though you might be 74 years old, you still are walking down a path and you do not know what lies before you. It doesn't matter if you're 20 or 70. Life is still in front of you, and you walk down that path not knowing, with a certain amount of anticipation. And I think that never changes. So let's listen to Graham Nash. This is Beneath the Waves.
Here in the same boat, with danger from the falling sails, trying to keep ourselves afloat by laughing at the howling gales. Standing in the same shoes, frightened by the same fears. How much more are you going to lose? How much pain for how many tears? Beneath the waves,
thunder. I wander down this path tonight. All these dangers of destruction fill my breath with life and light. I drink it deep and think about us on this path tonight. This path tonight. Tonight, I try to question all the answers, try to answer all that's asked. I try my best to be myself, but wonder who's behind this mask. I'll take care of all my problems, comfort in my soul's delight. I may not know just where I'm going, but I'm on this path tonight. Where will it lead me? Crumbling rock and stones on fire. This path tonight. You better believe it, 'cause I'm stumbling to my heart's desire. Do with all these feelings, will my heart behave tonight? This time is not like any other. Will I flee or will I fight? No one knows just how I'm dealing with this heart that's not for hire. It's got me rocking, got me reeling, and I feel like I'm on fire. This bat tonight.
Tonight. I'm Kathy Geary. You're listening to Now and Then. On today's program, we're going to be investigating music by men of a certain age. Mr. Nash actually was born in England, but he's now a dual citizen with the United Kingdom and the United States. He became a dual citizen in 1978, and what a path he's had. You know him as the Nash in Crosby, Stills, Nash and Young. What a long career he's had. But this album, This Path Tonight, released in May 2016, is only his sixth solo album. And it's the first original music that he has released in 14 years. So I was talking about his age. He is 74 years old this year. So that means that he was 60 the last time he wrote songs and did a recording. Now, he probably had music on the mind in between now and then, but sometimes life just takes you in other directions. You have to really turn your attention and focus so hard to do anything creative, to write music, to write, you know, a novel, to do an oil painting, to create the kind of music that Graham Nash has written on this wonderful album. So he does talk about social themes, but he also has a wonderful song about personal relationships. This one is called Another Broken Heart. This is Graham Nash.
Slipping into darkness, and I wanna know, are you okay, or are you looking for another place that you can go? For good advice, or just a friendly face that you can pour your heart out to, and pay the price. The difference between something old and something new. And when I sing my song, tell me if, sweet girl, it makes you cry, cuts you deep and tears you apart. And will you let love try? No, you say you're not that strong, and you don't need another broken heart. No, you don't.
To help you deal with all
Graham Nash from This Path Tonight. That song is called Another Broken Heart. All right, so there's another man, 69 years old in 2016. Although David Bowie passed away on January the 10th of 2016. He created a final recording, the album called Black Star. The album was released on January 8th, which was his 69th birthday, and David passed away 2 days after that from cancer. So he was born in 1947, and even though he's only 5 years younger than Graham Nash, he also had a lifetime worth of recording and songwriting and creativity. Black Star is his 25th album. And it's interesting because when you think of Graham Nash, you know, his participation in different bands and different collaborations, duets with David Crosby and Crosby, Stills, and Nash and that whole thing. David Bowie also was more of a solo performer. He would collaborate with a lot of different musicians, but when he would come out to perform and he would release music, it was always so distinctively and uniquely individual, his vision. And Black Star is no different. It's an incredible album in the breadth of styles that he presents on this final work that he created. And we're about to hear a song called I Can't Give Everything Away. And you can hear the complex textures that he has. It's an amazing visual painting that he creates. And his voice, so recognizable. You know, there's a lot of music out there today, and in our world, we have access to so many more things than we used to have even 50 years ago, you know, listening to the radio and the TV. Now there's like an infinite library electronically and digitally available to us all the time. And there are a lot of incredible new musicians and younger voices, and I do enjoy that music, but it gives me a certain... a different kind of interest and satisfaction in following the career of somebody who has a 40 or 50 year career. I think it's fascinating. So let's listen to this track from Black Star. This is I Can't Give Everything Away.
The pulse returns to prodigal sons, with blackouts, hearts with flowered news, with skull designs upon my shoes.
I can't give everything. Everything.
David Bowie, I Can't Give Everything Away. That's from Black Star, released on January 8th, 2016. The producer, Tony Visconti, after he passed away, Tony Visconti revealed that David had planned that this would be his final album and a parting gift for his fans. And a lot of the songs seem to, you know, deal with his impending death from liver cancer. But Tony Visconti also said that David had been planning a post-Black Star album and that he had written and recorded demo versions of 5 songs in his final weeks. So he obviously believed that he had a few months left. So, after he died, you know, his music skyrocketed in sales, and a lot of people, you know, have weighed in on his career and his music. But what's really astounding for me is that right into the very end, you know, if he had a few weeks, that he was going to live each day. He was going to still create music. And even in the face of death, the vitality of it and the liveliness of it is truly remarkable. I just watched Woody Allen's movie last night. I went to the theater in Calicoon, and I saw Cafe Society. If you like Woody Allen, it is like walking inside of his mind. And there's a line in the movie. It was a lighthearted movie, but there wasn't that many laugh-out-loud jokes, but there was one in particular where the lead character is giving a quote from his Jewish mother, and his mother used to always say, "You know, live every day as if it's your last, and then one day it will be." And we all burst out into laughter. So that's kind of part of the idea behind today's program here on Now and Then. I'm Kathy Geary, and I'm ruminating about the mature ideas and the mature songwriting of men of a certain age. So Tom Petty is 5 years younger than David Bowie. He's also 10 years younger than Graham Nash. He was born in 1950. And he started a band in Florida, Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, moved from Florida to Los Angeles, where he's made his home. And he released an album called Hypnotic Eye. It was released in July 2014. It's the 13th studio album for Tom Petty with his band, the Heartbreakers. And, you know, when we started the program with Graham Nash, there was a song, Beneath the Waves. And I just love it when a song has a bigger picture than just, you know, a personal story of my own personal emotional trip. It tries to paint a picture of the world that we live in. And there's a song from this album, Hypnotic Eye, called All You Can Carry. And it seems to imply that there's going to be a time when our society is going to go into great chaos, and that everyone is going to have to pick up everything they have and make a run for it. It makes me think of some of Tom Petty's earlier songs, You Don't Have to Live Like a Refugee. Well, the refugee crisis is going on in other parts of the world. It hasn't hit the United States yet. But this song kind of deals with, you know, that time that might happen. And then there's another song from the same album called Shadow People, kind of in the same vein. He talks about Judgment Day. Here, let's go. Let's listen to some of the ideas and the songs and the singing of a mature man, Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, All You Can Carry.
you can, all you can carry. Take what you can and leave the past behind. Take what you can, all you can carry. Take what you can and leave the past behind. We gotta run. We'll be right back.
Petty and the Heartbreakers from the album Hypnotic Eye. That was Meet Me Tonight at the Red River. I'm Kathy Geary. You're listening to Now and Then. And we are wandering through some songs and music by men of a certain age. And while we're out there in California with Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, how can we ignore the Beach Boys and Brian Wilson? When I think of summer, and I think of the height of summer and the surf music genre and all of the summertime music that the Beach Boys have done, Brian Wilson is at the heart of that songwriting. And the Beach Boys released an album in June of 2012 called That's Why God Made the Radio. And it is a very mature and beautiful recording. Brian Wilson is a very tender person, and he's written a song called Summer's Gone. He actually co-wrote it with John Bon Jovi and his producer Joe Thomas for this album. Brian Wilson and Graham Nash were born in the same year, 1942. And when Brian Wilson recorded this album with the Beach Boys, you'll hear him singing. He's 70 years old, but you don't hear it in his voice. His voice is a beautiful instrument. We're going to hear two songs from this album. The first song is by another person been associated with the Beach Boys since the beginning, Mike Love. Mike Love and Brian Wilson wrote songs together back in the 60s. So it's nice to see them both present on this Beach Boys album. The song is called Daybreak Over the Ocean, and it was actually written back in 1978, and it features Mike Love on the lead vocal. And then we'll hear Brian Wilson, Summer's Gone. This is the Beach Boys.
Bring back. Over the ocean, moonlight still on the sea. Will the waves' gentle motion bring my baby back to me? And the stardust sprinkles the morning. Venus fades from my side. Will my love be returning? Like the sun to brighten up my life. And as day breaks over the ocean, moonlight still on the sea, I pray the waves' gentle motion will bring my baby to me. Never to depart. And as long as there is an ocean, long as stars are to shine, baby, you will always have my devotion. I'll love you pretty, baby, till the end of time. And as day breaks over the ocean, moonlight still on the sea, the waves' gentle motion will bring my baby to me. Mm-hmm.
wonder what you should do. Baby, you should know I'll love you forever. Maybe, little darling, that will see you through. And as the sun sets over the ocean, and the world fades from view, baby, always know our love and devotion will brighten up the night. We will make it true because I love you.
Kathy Geary, you've been listening to Now and Then. I hope you enjoyed the program today. Thank you so much for listening. Support comes from the community.